I don't have much to say other than, you know, the summer's moving right along. You know, we, as you probably know, have very limited interaction with our players right now per NCAA rule. Hopefully that'll get changed here in the near future. But in the meantime, you know, all the feedback I've gotten is really positive from our players. And I think they're upbeat. It's good to have them back. They're wrapping up their fourth week right now of the summer conditioning period. So they're up and running, and I'm sure looking forward to a break next week.
How's Dalton doing?
I think really, you know, a lot better. Fortunately, his issues right now are orthopedic, so that's, you know, it's a miracle on one hand, and just I think everybody feels very, very fortunate.
Kirk, how is Mark Weissman's health? And second part, does his conditioning and training program change at all now that you know he's going to be a running back rather than a fullback?
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know, his health is great. He was fine in the spring. You know, one thing we do to help him and Bullock and help everybody is just, you know, hopefully have a little bit more depth where those guys don't have to shoulder the whole load. And the way it worked out last year is because of some injury situations when Mark had to go, he was basically the only guy we had back there. And hopefully we'll have a little bit more balance this year. But he's doing fine. And I don't think his training changes a lot as far as the way he does train or his weight or anything like that. But some of the drills, I know Chris White. I was trying to work with him on his cutting, flexibility, some things like that, like you would anybody. But the big thing is his focus now is on running the football more so than blocking, whereas, you know, we'll call him to do a little bit of each. But a year ago, it was primarily just on blocking.
As you prepare for the season, how nice is it to have a few more running backs in the stable and getting ready?
And we're not there yet. You know, it's not August yet. But, yeah, I think that was one good thing about spring ball. You know, it looked like we had a chance at least to have three, and then, you know, we got Mike Malloy back for that last week. And even though he only practiced three times, he did some things that were encouraging. And, you know, Hill is fine now. Barkley's fine. I talked to him a couple weeks ago. He said all the soreness is out of his knee. So, yeah, we have an opportunity, I think, to have a little bit more depth, certainly, and that would be a real help to us. That was something that made it a challenge last year.
Is Malloy on scholarship now?
He is, yeah. Well, he will be starting next year.
Starts, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, starting next year.
That's a new
for this fall.
Something
right.
New for you, though, right? Finished spring ball with more running backs than you started.
Yeah, yeah. And if we can, we'll, like I said, with Barkley, we should get one back, add one to that group, and then we've got three young guys coming in and the class is coming here that are intriguing as well. So it'll be fun to see them on the field.
How's the punter situation? Is Johnny Mullins here?
Johnny's just going to be going to school, so he's in good standing right now. But he's just going to finish up school, and you know, it's Connor's job right now to, you know, to handle it, and we'll go with Marshall Kane as our backup.
What are some of the biggest things you draw optimism on for this upcoming season?
I think the biggest thing is just the attitude that we've seen and the work that our guys have invested. And that began really at the end of November last year. I think it was still November when we got together after the last ball game, and that's when the process began. But basically, with every challenge that's been in front of them, the guys have really handled it, I think, pretty well. They've been working hard. They practiced hard during the spring, and you know, that's all good. And I assume they're working hard right now. The feedback's been good there. But the most important thing is really is what we do when we get to camp, and that's why they're working hard right now, so they can be prepared for a good camp. And then, you know, obviously the season, that's the ultimate challenge. You know, but that's what you build for. That's what you're working for. And just like the way the guys are carrying themselves, I think they're like we're getting good leadership, and just like what I've seen so far.
What is your contact right now with your quarterbacks? I know you can't be out there and all that kind of thing. What,
right. I mean, you know, we see them in the hall. I really haven't gone on my way to look at them, but we've been doing our camps and all that kind of stuff. First time the staff's really had some time to get out of the office this past starting yesterday. So, yeah, I see the guys around, but it's not like I – and I'm not even asking or quizzing. You know, to me, it's all going to get decided in August. So I think all three of them are probably working really hard right now to do what they can do to enhance their opportunities and chances to compete well. And but I really think ultimately it's all going to get decided during the course of the camp. And, yeah, my guess is the picture will start to become clear as we move along.
Now that you've had some time to look back on spring, what maybe stands out to you looking back at those past couple months?
With the whole team, or
yeah, just anything that stands out. Possibly.
Just yeah, I think we're making improvement. And that's all you ever ask a team to do is do what they can do to improve, push the push forward. And I think the guys have done that for the most part. We've really, I think, taken advantage of the opportunities we've had. And this is a critical stage, obviously, too. Just what they do in the summer months. You know, because that's what's ultimately going to get them ready for camp. And once we get going in August, that's really where things will start to shape up.
What are your thoughts on the new bullet line that's San Francisco, San Diego, New York City?
I've been to San Francisco once in my life. I think I'm correct. Went to a hotel, went over to the game, played. I can't remember what year it was, but we got beat. Got back on a bus, flew out of there. So that's my exposure to San Francisco. I've heard it's a great place. I can tell you firsthand that the Holiday Bowl was unbelievably good to go to back in the 80s, and my guess is it's probably every bit as nice now. So I think it's great, and I think it's an opportunity for the Big Ten probably to – I think that we were interested in maybe looking at some different areas geographically and, you know, just having a chance for our fans to experience some different things. And, again, I don't know about the other ones, but I know the Holiday Bowl is a first-class event, so it's got to be tough to screw that up being in San Diego. Pretty nice opportunity.
Among your newcomers, or even guys that you saw develop in spring, who do you feel like can help your offense become more explosive?
Yeah, time will tell. You know, time will tell. And obviously, we haven't needed the receiver position. So you think about a guy like Tavon Smith. You know, he's got a great opportunity. He flashed and did some things last year, but he's got to become more consistent, certainly. But that whole position right now, you know, we need somebody to really emerge there. And then, you know, we have a lot of spots on our team. I think we're first-year guys last year, some guys that played and other guys that redshirted. Have an opportunity, you know, to help us. And one neat thing about young guys is they tend to improve a little bit more dramatically maybe than older guys. I think about a couple defensive linemen. You know, Jaleel Johnson, I think, is really, compared to where he was in September, you know, he's growing a lot and he's got a lot more confidence than he had at that point. Faith Ikitaki, I could say the same thing about. So, yeah, we're going to need some of those guys to step up and help our football team. I think they will.
Those two guys are on the defensive line, are they? What are you expecting, I guess, out of your defensive line next year compared to maybe what it was last year?
Yeah, I think we're certainly more experienced than we were. And, you know, as a result of that, I think we'll play better and we need to. So, and we will. But it was a young group and experienced group last year. We knew that going in. And I think the guys played hard and did their absolute best. But certainly more productivity will help us here. And I think we have an opportunity. I think we have a lot more depth than we had last year. We had a hard time, you know. In fact, you know, we ended up playing Girard as a true freshman. That wasn't by design, but it was just the way things shook out. And, you know, if that had happened this coming year, I think that probably wouldn't have happened. But I think we have an opportunity to have a little bit more depth now. And as a result, I think we'll see better play up front.
When does Damon Powell get here?
When he finishes school, which right now he's still, you know, cranking along here. And I'm not sure of the specific date, but I would expect, you know, he'll be here for camp, but not – I don't know how much prior to that, if at all.
Is that a concern to you at all, the lack of, usually with your JUCO guys?
Yeah, I mean, you know, in a perfect world, you'd like to have him here training with our guys, I think, this summer. I think that gives a guy a better chance to, so we're going to have to check his conditioning level. I know that, and I don't mean that he's not in shape, but, you know, we better check his conditioning level right off the bat when he gets here and try to avoid any kind of leg injuries, those types of things. That's probably the biggest concern.
When it comes to expectations, do you mind rolling into a season as an underdog?
Yeah, it really doesn't matter, you know, how you go into a season. Whether you're expected to do a lot or expected to do a little, really doesn't have anything to do with the way the season's going to be. So, you know, it's really kind of irrelevant as far as I'm concerned.
Do you encourage the players to hold down summertime jobs at all?
You know, we have a mixed bag. We have some guys that have jobs and train. We have other guys that are going to summer school right now and train. I don't think we have anybody that's just going to train. You know, I don't think we have anybody like that, but we have a mixed bag. And, you know, it's becoming more and more common for most schools now where their guys do go to summer school and they're on scholarship to, you know, basically 12 months of the year and they're training 12 months of the year.
Kirk, how's Coach Hernandez holding up?
He's fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You haven't had to give him any time off or anything like that? Or he's
No, he was here working last week like everybody and he's doing fine.
Okay.
How encouraged, Kirk, are you with the recruiting, knowing you can't speak specifics, but coming off that year last year, now you have a new staff, guys out,
yeah,
you know, in new areas?
I think it's going well, and we had a pretty healthy group of prospects in town this past weekend. So I think it's going well. But it's really hard to quantify at this time of year. It's strange, and that's mentioned NCAA rules with our contact with our current players, which, you know, seems a little ludicrous to a logical thinker that, you know, you recruit players and, you know, you really can't watch them do anything in the summertime. And recruiting's kind of that way a little bit too, in that, you know, right now we only know what we're told, I guess. It's tough to to get your hands around a little bit. But, you know, so I think things are going well. Feedback's been pretty good. And it's like any year, you know, we'll have X amount of commitments here by August or September. And then, you know, we'll start our second phase of recruiting probably in the season and pull back a little bit and watch some guys play as seniors and go from there. But there'll be a lot of good players, I think, that emerge here in the next couple of months.
I know that Chris White was a NFL guy just until recently, but mm-hmm. it seems like he's really adapted pretty quickly to the recruiting process.
Yeah, Chris has a college background, you know, a lengthy college background, and his brother's been a lifetime career college coach and an excellent college coach. So it's not like he's that far away from it. And Chris's got a great personality, and there's nothing magical about recruiting other than it's just hard work and, you know, trying to take time and doing a good job of selling your program, your university.
Hey, Kirk, how much time did you spend kind of looking over all the changes that are going to happen, not college football, the following year? You know, you've got a 14-team Big Ten, college football playoff, new bowl appearance.
Yeah.
Does it kind of look like this year's getting lost?
So far, no time. I haven't been focused other than that. Obviously, I was awake when they announced that the two teams joined. And I got the East-West thing, too. That one I was really happy about, only because now I know what conference or what division we're in. Without thinking about it, I can just spout it out. And I think those are all positive things. You know, the expansion is just, it's a sign of the times. That is college athletics now. And, you know, we may have more before we finish. So, you know, that part of it's just you adjust with it. And, you know, the two things on the horizon, obviously, are 14 teams. And then the next phase of things will be 9 conference games. But I think those are all, again, emblematic of college football. It's just, you know, the way it's going right now. So, but, yeah, quite frankly, I haven't looked much further than, you know, camp right now. That's what I'm focused on, is what we're going to be doing in August. And then certainly the 12 games that we have scheduled, those are more than enough to keep our attention right now.
Have you picked 3 guys that will go to Chicago with you yet?
Yeah, I have. I don't know if there's an official announcement on that. In fact, I haven't checked with those guys, but I assume they'll want to go. But I think right now we'll go with Kirksey Morris and Van Sloten. So you guys can tell them. I haven't told them yet, I don't think. I know I haven't. Maybe somebody else did. Maybe Steve ratted me out.
You know, you mentioned the attitude a lot, how the player, their attitude coming out that year, yeah, and their workouts and everything. Was that a concern for you, or were you pretty confident that
It's like losing a game. You know, you can sit around and mope, and you can believe what everybody's saying about you, or you can go back to work, and that's usually more productive. It's a better answer. And this is on a broader scale. So, you know, it's certainly, as I've said on the banquet tour, it's no fun. The reality of coming to a meeting after the season and realizing that you're not going to Arizona or Florida, there's no bowl gifts, and most importantly, not a chance to keep practicing and be together as a team for another month. You know, we missed out on that. So that's not much fun. That was the reality of it, and we faced it back in November. But the thing I've really tried to emphasize with our players is, you know, let's focus on the things that were correctable. You know, there are things that weren't, you know, none of us could have changed, but there are a lot of things that were correctable. And I think that's what you want to, you know, really focus on. And then the other part about it is just going back to work and doing what you can to ensure that those things are done better next year. And I think that's, you know, we had some injuries here and there and that type of thing. You know, what are you going to do? And we were inexperienced going into the season. What are you going to do? But there are a lot of things on the films, if you look at them, that we were capable of doing better. And that's what we have to focus on and make sure next time we're in those situations that we do those better. And if we do that, then we won't have to worry about, you know, what the experts say or, you know, what this and that. You know, and it's as simple as that. But I think the players have embraced that. And, you know, that's really where our attention needs to be.
One more question. Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed that extra motivation then over the spring and then now into the summer?
Well, they, you know, I think everybody's been really positive, and I think what I've witnessed has been good. And but equally as important as what I don't witness, you know, and what goes on behind the scenes, you know, just how everybody's thinking. And but usually actions have a way of giving you an indication whether people are thinking it right or not and that type of thing. And so far, so good. But yeah, you know, we haven't even run half the race yet, so that's the other challenge right now. What we've done so far is very important. I'm not minimizing that, but every step along the way is really important. And, you know, if we're not doing what we should be doing this summer, that'll show in August. And if, you know, we don't maximize August, it's not fair for us to think we'll go out and do a better job in those circumstances I was describing a minute ago, those things that I think are controllable and correctable. That's, you know, that's what we have to be on top of. And to do that, it requires a great preseason, which requires a great summer. And you know, you have to have a great spring and all that. And I think the guys have done a good job of that, including a record long 5-week holiday, you know, sitting around looking at your coal and your stock. And, you know, it was a long break. So, but the guys did a good job with that, apparently, because when they came back in January, they were ready to go, you know, and that would have shown too. So, yeah, so far so good. And I think, again, that's goes right back to our leadership. We're getting really good leadership from our older guys.